As the winter season begins to unravel, many of us may experience the flu and visit our local GP to alleviate these symptoms. An investigation into the prescribing of antibiotic and anti-flu treatments has found that Australian doctors are over-prescribing these medications. Dr. Carla Barnardo from the Adelaide Medical School is the lead author of the study, which found that despite the prescription of flu antivirals declining between 2015 and 2017, their use has risen from 20 to 30% during the same time. The Wise Malvika Hemants asked Carla to explain what antivirals are and when they should be prescribed.
Antiviral is a medicine used to inhibit a viral enzyme, reducing the viral action, shortening the duration of symptoms, and protecting high-risk patients against other infections. Actually, they should be used in patients who require hospitalization or patients who are at high risk of complications, including people with chronic respiratory conditions, cardiac disease, renal failure, immunosuppressed individuals, people with diabetes, and other chronic disease.
Between 20 to 30% of individuals who have been incorrectly prescribed flu antivirals are aged under 65 and aren't living with chronic conditions. Do you believe doctors aren't properly treating patients with flu-like symptoms?
Well, based on our results, antiviral prescribing is not targeting patients who could most benefit from reduced hospitalizations and mortality. So GPs need to clarify to their patients the real benefits, direct costs, and the side effects or risks of this medication. And on the other hand, patients should listen to their doctors when they say the medication is not needed and the best treatment in this case is to stay home and rest.
Why do you think doctors are over-prescribing flu antivirals?
As we didn't perform a qualitative study to identify the reasons for antiviral prescribing, we can only speculate. We can say that patients are demanding this kind of medication, or the doctor fears a poor outcome if he doesn't prescribe something, or the doctor fears that patients think that he's not trying to help them enough. Also, a possible reason is that doctors don't have a clear advice on the real benefits and the side effects of this kind of medication.
What are some of the consequences of over-prescribing flu antivirals?
Well, the main consequence is the risk of antiviral resistance, what have already happened with a type of medication, and what we can see with antibiotics prescribing as well. The other consequence related to this prescribing for people who are not at risk are the high costs, possible side effects such as nausea, vomiting, headache, psychiatric events, and the risk for other patients who have a chronic condition and can suffer from a resistance because of this overprescribing. Vaccination is the best way to prevent influenza, and in case of a confirmed case or presence of symptoms, the best treatment is still stay home, avoid contact with other people, colleagues at work, and wash hands, the use of masks as well.
Dr. Carla Barnardo, a postdoctoral research fellow in the discipline of general practice at the Adelaide Medical School, speaking there with the Wise Malvika Hemants.